Fiscal year 2013 ticking away, as you know, and fiscal 2014 coming quickly. Sequestration now looks more and more likely again in fiscal 14. The Office of Management and Budget is telling agencies to get ready for it this time around. Steny Hoyer, the House Minority Whip, is my guest to talk about sequestration. And Steny, this is shaping up already to be kind of an ugly situation. We have House Republican plan, the Senate Democratic plan, and the White House plan that are all over the Budget Control Act numbers. What do you see happening here? Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Well, Francis, it's good to be with you all, always. The sad fact is that everybody agrees the sequester is bad policy. Everybody, Republicans and Democrats. The Republicans like it because it reaches their numbers, which are not the numbers that were agreed to in the Budget Control Act. They point to the fact that sequester was a backup, which cut spending in a draconian fashion. But we point to the fact that we made a deal on the numbers. And the number for this year was 1.058, for fiscal year 14 was 1.058. They're marking to 967, about $91 billion less. The committees are having a hard time doing that. The sequester, in my view, was not ever going to have a slam the door effect. It's going to have a drip, 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 drip effect. A third of our fighter planes are grounded. We're not deploying some ships. We're having a tough time with border control. This sequester is, if you ask the Republican chairman of the Appropriations Committee, not a viable option. And to the extent that we're facing it next year as well, and the year after for 9 years, it will have a devastatingly negative effect on the government and on the services it gives to people, not just government employees. The most immediate effect was government employees. We have 41,000 Defense Department employees who have received furlough notices. So we all agree the sequester is a bad policy. Okay, so what do you do about it? The Republicans demanded that the Senate pass a budget. The Senate did pass a budget. The next step, and we passed a budget, the next step is to go to conference to reach agreement between the two bodies. The Republicans have refused to go to conference. In other words, what they've said is, we want you to pass a budget, but unless it's exactly like our budget, we're not going to come to a conference to reach a compromise. And that's unfortunate. It will be very harmful for the American people and for our country's strength and well-being. And hopefully we'll come to an agreement. I urged the majority leader today to proceed to going to conference so that we can reach agreement. He has not agreed to do that.
What's he telling you beyond what you just said? I mean, there's got to be more to that story than just the fact if it's not ours, we're not going to deal with it.
Well, I wish there were more to that story. Essentially, his position is, which I think is inaccurate, that we want more revenues. Now, we think there are additional revenues are needed. I personally think there needs to be a big, balanced agreement to get us on a fiscally sustainable path, which I think will give great confidence to the economy and to our people. But at very least, we need to come to agreement between the two houses on what the budget ought to be, what the numbers ought to be. And what they're saying is, essentially, unless you agree with us, we're not going to go to conference. That's not, in a democracy, a defensible path, in my opinion.
Are you worried that all of this budget stuff is sucking the oxygen out of the room and you're not able to focus on other issues right now? Because that's what it certainly seems like to folks like me that are looking at it from the outside in.
Yeah, you know, Francis, what I'm worried about is this continuing demand on the part of the House leadership, the Republican leadership, and frankly, more so its members. I think the Republican leadership in the form of Mr. Boehner, the Speaker, Mr. Cantor, the Majority Leader, would be far more willing to come to a compromise in a democratic institution that can garner a majority of people supporting it. But unfortunately, their members on their side are not prepared to do that, it appears. The farm bill was defeated today with 62 Republicans voting against their leadership on the bill. We voted against it because they put in an amendment after we have agreed to a bipartisan bill coming out of committee, put on an amendment that clearly they knew we couldn't support, but they supported it anyway. I'm hopeful as we wind down towards the end of the fiscal year, as we approach the debt limit issue, that cooler heads will prevail and that we will be able to reach agreement.
The minority whip in the House is Steny Hoyer, my guest, talking about sequestration, some of the other items on the agenda in the House of Representatives. Steny, if you had to put it on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 means we're bound and determined, we're hell-bent for a continuing resolution in fiscal 2014, and 10 means we're going to get budget bills done on time, what's your number there right now? Where do you fall in that range?
1.
Well, that's not much of a glass half full for me there, Steny.
It is not a glass half full. I don't see any possibility where we're $91 billion apart, where we had an agreement on a firewall between defense and domestic discretionary spending, which simply means we agreed on a distribution of dollars, which they have now broken. And I don't think, even if there were no Democrats in the House or the Senate, that they could pass their appropriation bills at the level that they expect. In fact, the only appropriation bills that have been passed through the House of Representatives have been passed at the Senate number. Hear me. We don't have an agreement, and they want to mark to a very, very less, lower number. But the bills that we've passed out so far, they have put on the floor at the numbers that the Senate would have put them at. So that means they're going to have to cut in a draconian fashion the remaining bills in order to reach their numbers. That's not a formula for success. It's not a formula for creating consensus or compromise. And democracy is about compromise. It's about hopefully responsibility. It's hopefully about getting our finances in order. But it's not about simply doing it one way. After all, the American people in the last election elected a Democratic president, and they elected a Democratic Senate and a Republican House. And obviously in that context, they didn't do that with the expectation that we would not be responsible, would not compromise with one another. They didn't want gridlock. They didn't want failure. And we owe them some degree of success. But compromise is critical, and I don't see it on the horizon, and that's why I give you such a pessimistic answer. I think we're going to be in a CR environment as long as we have a Republican House and, very frankly, a minority in the United States Senate that says either you're going to do it on our number or you're not going to do it.
I always love having you on the show, but next time you got to promise you're going to bring me some good news.
I will try.
Got to give me something,
Steny. Next time.
It's great to talk to you.
All
Thank
right,
you very much, Mr.
Yeah.
Leader.
Bye-bye.